And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Schartz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Oh, guess what?
What's that?
Our book has been published.
All right.
Yes, on January 15th, our book was finally published. The Puzzle Master Presents, Volume 2. It's such a cool book. It's about 200 puzzles we've had on the air. And for folks who would like it, you can go to our website at npr.org and actually purchase the book from our online shop. So I thought I'd let folks know that they can actually go and get it. Yeah. You know, the challenge you gave us last week, I'm sorry, I had a lot of trouble following it. It reminded me of one of those little games with all the little numbers on it that you kind of move around and try to make a pattern. But it involved a telephone keypad. So if you would please repeat it for us.
Yes, it was given to me by a Turkish puzzler, Metin Orsal, and it originated at the Turkish Intelligence Foundation. I said, start with a certain number on a telephone keypad, move to another number that is adjacent to it, horizontally, vertically, or diagonally, then move to another number that's adjacent to that one, horizontally, vertically, or diagonally, and you keep doing this until you have 9 digits. I said, all 9 digits must be different, and the path must not cross itself. And I said, when you're done, the number formed by the first 3 digits plus the number formed by the next 3 digits should equal the number formed by the last 3 digits. What addition is this?
Now, there are actually 2 answers you found to this one?
Turns out there are 2 answers. My intended one was 154 plus 709 equals 863. And the second one is 321 plus 586 equals 907. Either one counts as correct.
Wow. Well, we have about 600 listeners who were paying such close attention that they sent in the correct answer or answers. And our randomly chosen winner is Bernard Dickman from Middletown, New Jersey. Hi, Bernard.
Hello.
How did you solve this one?
I solved it by computer. I noticed that it is very similar to the 3D word hunt in one of Will Schartz's books. So I adapted a program I had written to solve that puzzle.
Wow. So you took an old Will Schartz puzzle and readapted it to solve a new Will Schartz puzzle.
Yes.
Hey, that's pretty good. Have you been playing the puzzle a while?
At least 7 years. 7 years online.
And I understand that there's only one reason why you want to play the puzzle.
I want the lapel pin.
Oh, that's great. Well, you're going to get one of those things. But before you do, and before I tell you all the other good stuff you're going to get, we'll do the best part of this, which is actually the on-air game. Are you ready to play?
Sure.
All right. Well, you do. You sound ready. I think I'm ready. So, Will, what do you have for us today?
Well, Bernard, today's puzzle is called Burr, which I chose because of the weather, not because of the first syllable of your name. Now, every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name, in which the first word starts with the letters B-R, and the second word starts with R. For example, if I gave you the clue, European flower with hooked prickles, you would say bramble rose. Huh. Bramble starts B-R and rose starts with R. All right, number one is something yellow in The Wizard of Oz. It's the path that they followed in The Wizard of Oz.
Brick Road.
Brick Road is right. Number two, Uncle Remus character.
Brer Rabbit.
Excellent. In a contest that has no actual prize, this is what you're said to win. You don't win an actual prize, so you win. Did I stump you both?
Something rights.
Kind of rights.
Yes.
Oh, bragging rights.
Bragging rights.
Bragging rights. Oh, thank you very much,
Two heads
much,
working
Bernard.
Together.
Yeah, exactly.
Good job. Try this one. A side dish in a Chinese restaurant.
Brown rice.
Excellent. Crimson or scarlet.
Bright red.
Uh-huh. A phrase for someone who goes on and on about the same thing. And your second clue is, it skips on a phonograph.
I'm sorry.
It goes on and on like a broken record?
That's it, a broken record. Good job. In a fancy home, it's where you might eat the first meal of the day. So think of what the first meal of the day is.
Breakfast.
Yeah, and
breakfast
where?
Breakfast room.
The breakfast room is right. Much too fancy a house for me, but It is in the dictionary.
I think any room I eat breakfast in is my breakfast room.
There you go. When a woman is getting married, she may sign up for this for gifts.
Bridal registry.
Excellent. A nuclear device in which more fissile material is produced than is consumed. That's a tough one.
Does radiation figure in there?
No,
none of the words are radiation. Okay.
No.
Something reactor.
There you go. Oh. What kind of reactor?
A breeder reactor.
Good job. Nice good work. Job. 1964 American League MVP who played for the Baltimore Orioles. And Leanne, you're good at baseball.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Brooks Robinson. Good job. And here's your last one. Queen Elizabeth and her family.
British royalty.
Good job.
Bernard, puzzles are your thing, huh?
Well, thank you very much for the help.
And thank you. No, I am going to say to you, thank you very much for the help. I think this is one of the puzzles we actually made a pretty good team on, you know. Well, guess what? For playing our puzzle today, you're going to get that long-awaited weekend edition lapel pin, as well as the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, and a bonus gift, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. Bernard, what's your public radio station?
Well, I'm a proud member of WNYC.
Oh, I love that. That two-letter word, proud member of WNYC. Bernard Dickman in Middletown, New Jersey. What a pleasure playing the game with you today. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right, Will. Now, what is the challenge that everyone gets to think about for the next week?
Well, take the name Surat, as in the painter, S-E-U-R-A-T. Rearrange these six letters, and repeating them as often as necessary, you can spell the 12-letter word, restaurateur. Now, take the six-letter name Nestor, N-E-S-T-O-R. Rearrange these six letters, repeating them as often as necessary, spell a familiar 12-letter word. And I'll give you a hint, it's not a plural, and it's not formed by adding a prefix or suffix onto another word. So again, Nestor, N-E-S-T-O-R, rearrange these six letters, repeating them as often as necessary, to spell a familiar 12-letter word. What is it?
When you know what it is, put that answer into an email. Send it to us at puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, at npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We want to call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Schertz, who joined us from New York. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.